News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. All right, going to number two on the Triple Dipper. I enjoyed that, by the way. Copper, do you have a caller during the break? You have a question or a comment? What was before I jump over to number two on the Triple Dipper, what was that caller you got?
Oh, sure. He said that the Appleseed Project is also a good program, not just the NRA stuff.
What's the Appleseed Project?
He did not expound upon that. I think gun training.
Really? Okay. Well, not familiar with the Appleseed Project, but okay. All right. Thanks. Appreciate it. That just feels very anticlimactic, but but okay. Listen, number two of the Triple Dipper, pump pain. The pain at the pump. You know what's interesting now? Is yes, we are all feeling the impacts of Biden's energy policies that are creating pain for each one of us when we fill up with gas. I mean, it's gotten now. I mean, I had to go get gas for the lawnmower the other day. Just filling up that 5-gallon, you know, can that I keep in the garage to put gas in my lawnmower. Good gosh! I mean, you can imagine that was $25 just to fill that thing up. Shouldn't ought to be. I mean, it was like $12 to $13. Just a year and a half ago to do that very same thing. I mean, gas has risen in Alabama an average of $1.98 since last year this time. And I'm looking right now, I went ahead and pulled up the U.S. average on regular gas prices. I mean, for Alabama right now, we're luckily in the lower percentile, I guess you'd say. We're averaging somewhere right now around $4.53 a gallon as of today's rates. Depending upon where you are in the state, it might differ. But then California's at $6.34. Of course, the knuckleheads in California, it's a self-inflicted wound. But nonetheless, none of this should be happening like it does. None of it. So I'm going to spend some time talking about pump pain. But what I will also point out, too, is Democrats, in D.C. especially, are beginning to feel the pain themselves in different ways. I tell you what, before I do that real quick, I'll take one more call on the gun issue. So let me jump over there on line three, Jeff from Madison. Hey, Jeff, how you doing today?
Oh, pretty good. How are you, Phil?
I'm good, sir. What's going on?
I just wanted to, on the Alabama gun laws, that it's against the law to have a gun during a protest, be armed, and also you can't carry a gun into a government building, which kind of irks me that I got to give my Second Amendment rights to exercise my First Amendment right.
I get it. Yeah, the protest thing is pretty hard to figure out. Do they have to declare? I mean, I don't know this for a fact. Do they have to declare it a protest, or can they declare it after the fact as a protest and arrest you while you're there?
I'm not sure. The way the law is written, it just says you can't be armed in a protest.
Okay. So if BLM is burning down buildings, say in downtown Birmingham, they shouldn't also be armed, mm-hmm. is what I'm hearing. Okay.
Yeah. Or if I want to go just hold a sign out on the street protesting anything, you know, I can't have a firearm on myself.
Well, I don't know, man. I mean, so, you know, they have to declare a lot of times. They have to declare things a lot of times. So I guess this is worth figuring out. Jeff, I don't know the answer right off the top of my head. Does law enforcement have to declare it a protest before it becomes an arrestable offense? Or do they just get to look at you and go, you're protesting? Come with us.
Yeah, you know, it just says protest. It doesn't define what kind of protest. So I'm just thinking anything they can construe as being a protest. If I'm just holding a sign and saying I hate the governor, you know, and I might got a firearm on me, breaking the law.
I tell you what, usually they're pretty good at defining what the words, keywords mean in the law, because they have to do that in order to make it something that can stand up in court. So let me do this, Jeff. If I can get it during the next break, I'll see if I can look up the law on that, and if I find it, I'll announce it on the air, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right, bud. You have a good day, man. In the meantime, let me jump back to what I was doing, number two in the Triple Dipper, pain at the pump. Pump pain is what I'm calling it. Well, you know, it's amazing to see the reactions going on right now in D.C. You know, Secretary Granholm is saying, well, our president's doing everything he can to reduce prices for American families. No, he's not. Freaking no, he's not. Don't kid me. Don't try and feed me a doo-doo sandwich and tell me to like eating it. It's just, it doesn't work that way. I'm sorry. There was probably a visual nobody needed. But nonetheless, it's no. You created the issue, sir. And by the way, you know, it's funny that somehow or another, Joe Biden can say it's nonsense that he's limiting oil production. It's nonsense. It's nonsense that people say I'm limiting oil production. Okay, shut down the Keystone Pipeline, which was officially canceled after Biden had revoked a key permit. Suspended drilling leases in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, which is one of our biggest oil and gas reserves. Halted oil and gas leases amid legal fights on climate cost. Cancels Alaska oil and gas lease sale. Cancels the Gulf Coast Gulf of Mexico oil and gas leases. Overly regulating the industry, telling the industry they're no longer welcome, that we're going to try and drive everything to electric vehicles in the next, 10 years, meaning why would they invest? Literally. Just the other day, we had Secretary Granholm saying that, and I even played the clip on the air, that they need oil and gas manufacturers to up their quotas right now. They got to up production right now. But when she was questioned by the CNN anchor, and I thought he did a pretty good job on this, when she was questioned, well, why would they do that when you're saying that you want them gone in the next 5 to 10 years? Well, we'll deal with that then. They really need to go ahead and restructure their companies and become, more prone to being able to develop green energies. And like, what? All right. Hey, McDonald's, you make hamburgers, but we need you to start, making ballpoint pens. What? You don't just tell somebody, hey, restructure your business. We're the government. We said so. Yeah. Well, Secretary Granholm, story here on foxbusiness.com, June 22nd, just a few days ago, says the president could go as far as using the Defense Production Act to handle gas supply crisis after asking for a tax holiday. So two things here. First of all, gas tax holiday, sure, cut my taxes. I'm good with that. I will tell you this. The gas tax holiday that he's talking about is a far cry different than the gas tax holiday that I've been advocating for in Montgomery. You see, in Montgomery, they raise taxes on us, and they could lower them again if they wanted to. In Montgomery, they could freeze the gas tax, and the law has already been adjudged by a case that was won in part by our own attorney general, that they could use the massive amounts of funding they still have coming from the federal government for, it's called ARPA, the American Relief Plan, Rescue Plan, American Rescue Plan. They could use some of that to backstop the losses and not have to shut down any road building contracts and all the things they're scared of because the lobbyists are down there screaming. Literally, they could give us all a 10-cent on the gallon break right now and not lose a dime because they could reallocate funds that they've got coming from the federal government. Plus, keep in mind this. People in Montgomery don't have anything to do with oil and gas production. People in Montgomery don't have anything to do with the policies that are burdening. Copper, what is going on with the board? We have callers and not callers? Do we have callers or no?
Just one.
Okay, got it. All right. I just saw things being deleted and written up and deleted and written up. Okay. But that being said, the American Rescue Plan money, it can be used to backstop the state level losses if they want to freeze the gas tax. On the other hand, President Biden, according to Secretary Granholm and even himself, is considering a 90-day moratorium on the federal gas tax, but he won't do anything about production. He's doing it ostensibly to try and help lower the prices. He's the one raising the prices. He's the one causing the prices to go up. I'll cut your rate. It'll be good. I'll do this thing for you. No, it doesn't work like that, sir. You jacked up the market, and then all you want to do is cut taxes and say, look what I did for you. 18 cents. I gave you 18 cents back. Yeah. Come on, man. No, none of it. No, I'm not buying it. It's apples and oranges compared to what they could do in Montgomery versus what he's trying to do in D.C. and the reasons therefore. Let me jump over real quick. I got Kirby on line 5. Hey, Kirby, how you doing today, bud?
Oh, fine. Just trying to stay cool.
Yeah, good luck.
I guess I thought I wanted to add to what you said a minute or two ago, too. You know, this president and his concern about us using fossil fuel, I've always heard it said what somebody says they're concerned about is going to show up in how they live. So let's see. When he goes on vacation, I'm sure he drives a battery gas-powered car, right?
Sure, sure.
When he goes flying overseas, I don't know. I guess he's got a 747 that runs on battery power now, right?
Yeah, I would imagine so.
And I don't know. It's just the whole hypocrisy thing, you know. I mean, Jesus lived what he said and what he taught. But this guy, you know, he reminds me of somebody that needs somebody to clean his diaper when he wets his pants. That's what he reminds me of.
There's another visual we didn't need, but okay. Yeah, you're right, though. I mean, and the idea that everything is going green is ridiculous. Even the military, Kirby, they're forcing, they're trying to force the ability to have green energy vehicles for combat. And I cannot see how that's ever going to work.
Well, it, you know, you're from the Army, so that means, you know, if we want to use battery power, that means, you know, these wonderful Black Hawk helicopters, you know, that they have, and the TAC helicopters, they got to go to battery. How ridiculous! I mean, we've got people up there trying to do power systems engineering, and I don't think they would know how to wire a flashlight. Do you?
No, I don't. And there's no way to make that happen and then be combat effective. When you have to refuel, you can refuel a vehicle in a matter of minutes. You can't recharge a vehicle in a matter of minutes. There's no way around it. Hey, Kirby, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate you. We got to head to a break here momentarily. Copper, what'd you have? You had a caller, one more that didn't want to come on, but he said what?
Yes, he said that he can't carry or even keep the gun in his car on the Redstone base. Otherwise, there'll be a big fine and privileges revoked for 6 months. And he said it's because of a Clinton executive order that was never revoked.
That may well be true. And those are, it's ridiculous. Do you think the place that you would most likely feel secure with people carrying would be where they've been highly trained to actually make use of those weapons? But yeah, military installations, it's federal land. So they are above the fray when it comes to state laws. And more often than not, you can't have your firearms on post. And if you do, if you live there, like you live on post, like I've got family members that live on post somewhere, you have to actually, make sure your firearms are, accounted for and registered. I don't care for it at all. All right. Take us to a break, Copper. We'll do that. And then, coming back here in a few minutes, we'll do a little more on this, pump pain. Probably going to lap over to it later on, but we are going to take a break at top of the hour because my brethren, Jeff Poore and Dale Jackson are with me on the Grand Council. We do that every Thursday at 4 p.m., one of my favorite times. Y'all stand by. More to come. News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Hey, had a caller a few minutes ago that asked a question about carrying a firearm at a protest. And so I'm going to go ahead and tell you right now, it's Alabama Code. If you're listening, and I apologize, I just blanked on the name. I've had so many callers here in the last 30, 45 minutes. So forgive me for that. But the reality is it can be found in Alabama Code 13A-11-59. And we passed this during my time in the legislature. So I've got to look back and see, you know, what the thinking was then. Did I vote for this? Forgive me, I don't recall. But nonetheless, it's not a protest. It's called a demonstration. Demonstration under the law is defined as demonstrating, picketing, speech-making, or marching, holding of vigils, or all other like forms of conduct which involve the communication or expression of views or grievances engaged in by one or more persons, the conduct of which has the effect, intent, or propensity to draw a crowd or onlookers. Doesn't have to require it to be something that is, you know, contumacious or disagreeable or, you know, intent upon doing harm. It's an event designed to draw a bunch of folks for the purpose of demonstrating, picketing, speech making, or marching. Such terms shall not include casual use of property by visitors or tourists, which does not have an intent or propensity to attract a crowd of onlookers. So if you're there, you're gathered up, and you go, hey, what do y'all think about this? And next thing you know, you got a small crowd, you hadn't intended on it. I guess that's the deal. But here's the other thing. This is pretty nebulous, in my opinion. I look back at it now and go, that is That is pretty nebulous. How do they determine that it was definitely, and do they come in and say you created a demonstration after the fact? They say that. I thought there was more to it. I thought you had to have it declared. But anyway, that's it. It's under the state code. It's not a protest. It's a demonstration. All right. Hey, top of the hour, by the way, in a few minutes, we're going to be with the Grand Council, our brethren Jeff Poor from FM Talk 106.5 and Dale Jackson from right here at WVNN, talking politics, talking conservatism. We ping each other with questions. We don't always know the questions in advance. We don't know the questions in advance. We don't always agree on the answers either. But we always love each other when it's done. That's the way it works. Hey, I'm going back to the question of pain at the pump. So the Biden administration is in freak-out mode right now because what's happening is they're feeling the pain. Because, folks, you cannot hide an entire nation that is grieving over how much it's costing them just to afford to be able to drive to work or to the grocery store. People who have a serious commute are really struggling right now. Or how about the cost of goods driven up by the cost of fuel because they have to go, you know, farm to market or whatever else. They have to load them up on something. It's not like they float them there on electric, you know, electric vehicles. No. So right now, Secretary of Energy Granholm, who is so over her head, I'm not sure who's over their head more, the president, the Secretary of Energy, or Buttigieg, who is the Secretary of Transportation, or our own Vice President Kamala Harris. They all seem to be completely out of their league. But she says the president's doing everything he can to reduce prices, and he may, she says, invoke, once again, the Defense Production Act. That's their thing. They created the crisis, and then they invoke emergency powers to go handle the crisis they created. Well, what we're looking at right now, the pain at the pump that you and I are feeling, that's created by them, and now they're going to use emergency powers to try and resolve the issue they created. Granholm hinted that Biden might take other drastic actions to help combat record-high gas prices. Let's just say the president is prepared to use all of his authorities to do whatever he can to increase supply. Huh. And she also stressed the belief that, quote, no president alone can control gas prices. I got news. Trump did. I'm not like Mr. Super Trump guy. I love President Trump. I love his policies. But I'm not falling on the ground worshiping or anything. I'm just telling you, his policies worked. And I got news. We were energy independent. And we were paying $2 less per gallon when he was president of the United States. And the idea that the current president is going to invoke the Defense Production Act, that he's going to tell energy producers, you're the reason, you're the fault, I'm shutting you down, I'm denying your leases, I'm killing your pipelines, and then I'm going to turn around and use my emergency powers to make you do more. You don't just flip a switch on this stuff, sir. Wake the heck up. All right, folks, we're going to take a pause from pump pain and go to the Grand Council right after this break. Y'all stay tuned.